Then on top of that,
I want you.
Because they don't have a minister's license. Then on top of that,
I want you
all to see the seriousness of it now, too. On top of all of that, if you do have a minister's license, or if you don't have it, either way, if you have in you what I'm talking about, you do have a license. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. You see? Now, the man down counting got nothing to do with that. See, he doesn't know anything about it. See? And the law, the civil law, doesn't know anything about it. See? And they can't conduct Yahweh's purpose because they don't know what it is. Are you following me? But now you that do come, and you have had an opportunity, now the same thing going to will either destroy you, or save you. See? Now we don't want the world, you see, falling and stumbling over somebody that's bound to the sea, with or without life. We don't want to do that. Which means this, we want your conduct to be above board. In other words, we want you to live so that you can be what you ought to be to the other person out there. You see what I'm talking about? Now we come to limitations of understanding and comprehension. We know it. Everybody that comes down the street not going to have the same understanding about something. Some of them are more than others. See? Some of them are more than others. You see what I mean? And your seniority doesn't mean anything when it comes to that. You can go to school for a year and still be not what you ought to be. You ought not to be. Your father doesn't need to be your father on me. So we're not predicating anything at all upon your human heart. Now that's one of the reasons and sins to which I'm talking about in giving somebody a life. You see, it's although, you see, you can set up some kind of a you see what I'm talking about? That's your perception. Now, I didn't say that, but in the Bible. You see what I'm talking about? But that doesn't. Now, let me show you some of the important things. Let me show you whether it's necessary or not. Where you have life and where you don't have life and where you do have or don't. I'm talking about law now. If you would see some of those letters that come to you all over the country to me, to sign from the federal government, you see what I'm talking about? By conscientious objectors and how long they've been in attendance and what authority and all that you have, you see. And I have to write them. They need to realize that whether or not that it was necessary, it was important. The government requires it. Now, do you follow what I'm talking about? I've been signing them ever since the war's been going on. And they've been sending some from all over the country. And they haven't turned down one. You follow? So if it wasn't necessary that the truth would be incorporated, you see, and somebody to know you, and so forth and so on, you see, why are they sending you these papers? Why does the federal law require? Do you follow what I'm talking about? Now that's a lot of people have tried to get out of going to the bar and all those kind of things. And tried to play hypocrite around it. You know, conscience of objection. And they change the law several times. Now you just have to have somebody to vouch for you. You follow? Now I want to know whether that's right or not.
That's right.
You sent some papers down here, you know, and is that right?
Yeah.
And there's others sitting right in the house there. See? Now here's what I'm saying, brother. You see, we want to realize, first of all, that we're not just doing something, just as a school, a state school, or something like that, or a public school, or something like that. That's not the type of thing that it is. See, this is what we are after. This is Yahweh's eternal purpose. You see, now, let me bring it this. In defense of what I have said to you already, and what you just read, let me bring this up in defense, which I have presented so many times, until I'm sick and tired of it. I'm just as good and sick of it as I can be. I stand there in that door and tell you that y'all, through this body. Now, it don't make no difference to me, whether you believe it or not, and yet it does make some difference. You understand? It don't change it if you don't believe it.
Exactly.
You see what I'm talking about? It won't change it a bit. But Yahweh has actually raised them from the dead.
Right.
I mean physical stuff. And also spiritual stuff.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? Now, that's happened. Whether you know it or not, it has happened. Now, here's what I'm saying, Dr. Brooks. That is a testimony in my defense besides what you think.
Right. That's right.
See, I have one that bears witness of me.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's right.
Yes, y'all want to say. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes,
sir. This is no plaything with me. Okay. It's a serious thing with me. Because, now let me get this over to you clean. I want to get this over clean. You are down to the end of this age. So, it will to do that for this reason. There's ages yet to come, and another one can't come until this one closes. Now, I try to make that clean so that any idiot can understand what I'm talking about. You see? And Leonard, it doesn't make no difference whether you believe that or not. It's going to close anyhow.
Right.
See? Now, how you feel about it and what you think, it's just going to do that anyhow. You see the point?
Yes.
Now, those of you that come to school and are in school, I just want you to be conscious of these things. And on top of all that, now listen to what I'm saying. I know there's been some animosity, you see, about who speaks and what's not done.
I didn't get my turn.
You see?
As you going forward.
You see, I brought this up with us. And they ain't paying no attention, you know. Now then, when we do call on them, when we do call on you, do you think and do you give? Now you don't have to answer that. You don't have to answer that. That's just one by the way you do. Do you think that you have done as well as some of them that are more experienced and more qualified to speak? Do you think that you have did that well enough to edify that audience and to draw those people in there? And for them to come in there and be safe. I told you didn't have to answer that. You follow what I'm talking about? So they just don't get me. And that's the ghost I have to bring you up. You're the president. You've been right with me longer than anybody kept under the sound of my voice. Is that right?
Yeah.
Just do it. There's no other way out of it. We have to put men and women down in that floor down there. There's eight of the whole world taking over the other side. And we do want them to come in and live in faith. And so far as personality is concerned, if you are looking at it as I look at it, then you wouldn't have that relationship in the personality. You see? Because I know Bishop Scott don't know nothing. I know Dr. Harris don't know nothing. I don't know. You see what I'm talking about? And it's not on a person. It's not on that. So don't let that veil fool you. You see what I'm talking about? Look in beyond that.
Right.
And beyond that veil. You see what I mean? It's not good. But people, you see, because all of them people, they can see out of their eyes, you understand? That's all they can see. You're happy. Now, that's why I call this here. Now, I just have to tell you about this. Now, you people, you don't hear me go out in the street and put nobody's business in the street. Do I come down there and school and whenever something happens and to some of you put your business in the street and tell everybody what you've done and this and that and the other and so forth and so on? Have you ever known me to do that? I want to know now, if there's anybody that didn't get up and say I did. But I tell you something, I did serious things that have come to me and just discussed with me about the ministry and about the truth in general. I'm not talking about the world, I'm talking about inside the truth. And everyone that comes to me and asks me anything about their market class, anything at all, I discuss them with them. And I don't discuss them with the other fellow administrators. You see what I'm talking about? All other people in the school. It has always been my philosophy to have different groups of women conversations that have been had. And in some cases, we have made requirements. So that you can't say that I said this, or you said that, and so forth and so on. But regardless of all of that, these things just shouldn't, a lot of them that have come to me just should have never been in the first place. You see what I'm telling you? That just ought not to have been. Now, I'm through with that day. And I'm not getting over anything at all. I just want to know whether I'm doing any good or not. If I'm not, I just go ahead and shut up. Now, here's another thing besides religiously to do with it, too, because the people can't see no further than what they can see our best interest of life. We know that. For that reason, you're crazy. See? That's the thing we'd like. You see what I mean? Now, I just happen to be right down on back there to say. Now, I don't mean in the deportment or chapter or anything like that, but I'm not going to let it come out of here. I am too. So are so the decisions. Are you following me? We will not expect it to be the same. We will be saving people. And we kept on all our faces. And we were telling them how to do it. See what I mean? So now let us do it. You see what I'm talking about? Now that's what I think. Now if you think I think wrong, then you get me told now. Okay. I think Gary Matthews is. Now, the reason why I brought it up that is because Dr. Harris is black and Gary Matthews is white. Now, that's just, she's done what I try always to do, is lay the cards on the table. Now, so far as this man, Dr. Brooks, is ability and wisdom and knowledge and understanding of the person, didn't anybody down there any smarter than me. You got that all along with you, Dr. You see what I mean? And just because he's failing in his health, or in his age, he needs to think, Yahweh made a man from the dead. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm talking about? I mean, physically, though. And spiritually. And we just want all of them to be thankful. Are you coming? Now, don't you go ahead and get jealous now because I didn't say something about you. Don't do that at all. Because I think this, and what we're laboring for, we want you to be a success. We don't want nobody to fail. And we want everybody to realize, irrespective and regardless of how soon, a person needed to get on that floor down there. We want to be aware. In other words, let me put it like this. If you scream through a microphone down there, and say, Jesus wept. And then if you whisper, you see what I'm talking about? It may not have the same fact, but it'll be the same thing. Because the truth is, you follow what I'm saying? Now, my instructions to you before we had to make sure that I could say, was this. Don't whisper, because the people in the back can't hear what you say. And if you're not yet, if they can't hear, and if you notice Joshua on the side, he speaks with a loud voice. You know, great people. And when Yahweh spake in the mountains, he spoke for everybody to do it. They couldn't have, because I didn't know what to do. So they couldn't have that from me. Do you follow what I'm talking about? So now be mindful of yourself. Be mindful of your conduct. How you conduct yourself. There have been some complaints that come to me about different ones. There you go. All I can do is do that and the other. You can do in that truth. So now, what that means to you, it just shouldn't be never be. In other words, don't try to defend yourself out here. See, you already know the people are wrong. Now, when I say try to defend yourself, I didn't say try to defend how I did you. You follow me today? Now, your job is defending Yahweh out there, but not you. You don't understand what I mean by that. That the word of the Lord be not blasphemed. Now, I will bring this up since I didn't know whether Dr. Harris or some of the rest of you in the school had gotten and posted by John Littleton. He wants me to come to learn. Two Well, now, we played that. We played Perkins. We played John Lister. You know what I'm saying? And we played Elsa. We just played it until we got that thing on the ground. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But those people are running around in their own country, so they believe. And they thought, where do you be like? And they sat there and looked for me. And then said, so now Yahweh has opened up the door. They say, so that you can see far enough to realize his existence, realize that he's omnipotent, omnipresent. Your character says, then you're blessed. You should be blessed above nature. And you still should be an example to everybody who's having a time. Now, another question. Now, that's it. Now, this is our question. I'm a bitch now. But now, if you have thought the purpose of the I'm talking about faith and connection, being necessary, I do, to hold a meeting down at a specific energy, like we said, what we say, like Sunday morning, Sunday night, now, if you can do it, I have a spirit within you, as it is within you. I feel that I know as much as I can do about it. Now, you may think I'm deceived, but as I am, that's still just what I think. I know as much about it as anybody does. Now, if it works within you as it does within me, you are the benefit of the other body. That is, if it works in you like it does in me, you will come to truth. If it don't work that way, it doesn't mean. And then we can see it justified the reason for that. Mm-hmm.
You see that? Now,
this is my fault, you see. I gave up. Now, is there anybody wants to bring up a damage that has been given out of my mind? I hope I have touched you a good deal. I realize it's one thing in particular that I didn't say too much about it. He really didn't hate it. But I would like to put this will come back for me. Now, that is the issue. When I think about Christ in my whole career, I told you something about
it.
About Christ in my whole career, to my remembrance. Now others have said it, but I think as far as I can remember, I haven't said this. And he has made a recording there, and I have said it twice. You know, notice it carries on my face. at this. Now, I talked about having a vision.
Is that the way you hear me to express it all the time?
And a revelation. Now, I didn't fully explain that in every detail, but I presented it to you in such a way you could understand.
Right.
That's right.
And I took the thing off of me, you see, to give our Heavenly Father credit and honor. Now, can I say just this? Now, I did that back there with Moses. See, and I did that up here with the apostles. And I'm still doing it.
Goodbye.
I don't have a thing to boast about. And I don't want anybody to think. I don't want anybody to think that I think that I'm any more important than anybody else.
You see what I'm talking about?
I'm not. And I want you to know this too. I have to obey. Did you hear what I said, Lennon? I said, I have to obey our Heavenly Father. I'm not running the show. I have to obey. I want you to be conscious of that. Then as much so then as I have to obey, you do too. Do you understand what I mean by that? I mean that our Father works within me. He dictates to me. That's what I mean by that. You see? And I do have to obey His dictates. Just like anybody else. Is that clear? And I want all of you to know that I'm not free any more so than you are. I'm a prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, about the vision, back to that vision. I tried to tell you this. See, it is Yahweh that is in me that is giving the vision.
Right,
right. I think I told you that a couple of times before. Now, I realize, I'm fully conscious and aware of the fact that you are not going to come in there and drop down and sit down in there for no hour and a half or 2 or 3 hours or 3 or 4 months or years for that matter. Or as long as you've been in the school, 39 years. And as long as I've been in. You see what I'm talking about? And they get it all learned up. And this diploma business we're talking about, this life business, and this diploma, you and I can't get no diploma. Nobody's going to get no diploma. That's at the end of this, at the end of this part. The end of the page. When you get the diploma, you're fine. Do you understand that? And you won't get it then unless you slide it off. See? Now, is that clear about the vision? I think I should say this. Now, I've been telling you things. Now I got something to ask you. Do you consider, and I'm talking to everybody in the house, that I have a right take it on any term you want to take it, as just a founding dean of a school. Move it out of the religious category if you want to. or put it back in. Either way.
You see?
Do you consider, I'm asking you, that I have a right, a political or an ecclesiastical right, to choose whomsoever I will to be my immediate assistant? I want to know
that
I got that
right.
Yes, sir. Now, if I don't have it, I want to know now. Now, I'm not against anybody. Now, in conclusion, as far as I'm concerned, the way I tried to run the thing is like this. Dr. Harris, say, now ain't nobody come along and argue about him not going to school.
Right.
You know, argue about me not going and tell the truth about school, then he's here.
Right.
You follow? Now that don't qualify him upstairs.
Right.
See, there's more food than went to school, and the other time, that was wrong to have it work, you understand? But that don't qualify. But here's what we want to do. We want to shut the mouth of the fool out, don't we? So then we'll just put somebody up there, you see, that is just as big a fool as you are if you want to take it that way and study the same thing you have, and then go on above it. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So don't be kissing no more about that. I want to hear more about it.
That is if I have a right to. Yes.
Indeed.
Indeed. You see?
Now that's done.
Till it overflows.